Miles, Ethan, for both of you, just how good did it feel to be at home, and how much did that help you guys after an 0-3 start on the road?
It felt good, man. I feel like I have a Case has a special place in my heart, and I just feel comfortable. I feel comfortable, and I felt comfortable right out the gate, and just to play in front of our home crowd too. It was a good feeling, you know. And then honestly, I felt like our shooting showed that. Well, we shot well. We shot very well. And it felt like we had some home court, a little home court luck there, but it felt good for sure.
Yeah, no, my first time ever playing at Case, I loved it. The atmosphere was great. At first, I thought it was going to be a good turnout because it was game was starting, nobody was really there. But then they slowly came in.
That tends to happen, man.
And the second half was great. Like, you really heard everybody. Mm. Our shooting did improve, I feel like, with the fans there. So it was great.
Brendan Gallivan, Daily Press. You guys were up 20 at one point. They cut it down to, like, 7 or so. How are you guys able to kind of slow it down and keep it in?
Yeah.
I think it was really just about staying composed. I think we're prone to things like that because we're a young team, so we can easily get ahead of ourselves. And coach was being persistent on, like, don't let up now. He said, I think with like 10 minutes left, like, act like we've been here before. Mm-hmm. So it was just about, like, staying composed. And, you know, they cut it down to 8, but, you know, we still had control. We just had to keep doing what we were doing and don't rest on our laurels.
Yeah, like Miles said, like, we're a young team, so we have to get used to games like those, close games. Definitely keep our composure and just not lose our heads.
And I'm honestly proud because our first two games, or it feels like our last two games, Northeastern Limit, our last two games, we had control for a good portion of both those games, and we let them slip. So we talked about that, like how we can't let that happen anymore. And so I feel like today they got to the run, and then we didn't let it slip. So just got to keep doing it.
Yeah, Ethan, well, first, congrats on your first D1 win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know this has been a long journey for you to D1. Yeah, yeah. Just talk about the emotions for you winning your first D1 game and then scoring 13 points, 100 confidence. Just walk us through your kind of
Yeah, no, it was great seeing my family there my first D1 game. Like, the journey I've gone to get here was just amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's really surreal. Like, just being able to be Division I, playing Boston, playing my great teammates, I really can't put it into words for real. Yeah.
Happy to have him, sure.
Obviously, big first win. How do you guys keep building as the season goes on?
Just learning. I feel like we're learning every day. This game compared to our first game, we definitely took steps. We took strides. Even against Howard, although we lost, we definitely controlled majority of the game. So I feel like we're learning every day. Coach is doing a great job with us, being patient. And we're all gelling at the right time, I feel like.
Yeah, I said to the team in the locker room after the game that, like a mediocre team will have a win like that and, like, be super happy and, like, be overly ecstatic. But, like, a great team is going to, like, say, be happy, be proud of ourselves for, like, you know, getting over that hump. But, like, then it's like, all right, what do we got to work on? Like, what went wrong? Because, you know, not every game we're going to be able to shoot lights out.
Yeah, Miles, obviously, very self-critical person. You talked to me before season about how the bus ride home from Lehigh. And
yeah.
You know, 0-3 start in your senior year. Did you have any of those bus rides coming home? Or
hell yeah.
Just kind of how did you keep going? How did you just stay the course?
Well, you know, you're speaking in past tense, but the season's just started, you know, so I still got to keep my mental straight. But definitely, I mean, having an 0-3 start is not fun, you know what I mean? Especially, like, how hard we work and how much, you know, I care about us as a team. But I think just having great teammates is really helpful that are really supportive. My coach, Coach Jones, he was sending me text messages, calling me, telling me just stay positive. It's missed shots, like, don't worry about that. Make sure that I'm playing hard and leading the team. And, you know, having great teammates is always helpful that are positive, and they believe in me. So it's easy. They make it easy for me.
For sure.